Okay, so we're back and ready to wrap up this deep dive into the world of so-called dirty words. And these last few sources take us on a wild ride, through the history of these words and some attempts to actually invent new ones.
Oh, wow.
No, it's fascinating, right?
Yeah, so where do we start?
Well, one source dives into the etymology of some common dirty words.
Okay.
And it turns out a lot of them have had their meanings kind of twisted and warped over time.
Really?
It's like we took these perfectly ordinary words and slapped a big shame sticker on them.
Interesting. Like which words, for example?
We take shit, for instance. Obviously pretty taboo in most contexts these days.
Right.
But originally it just referred to animal excrement.
Oh, wow. So, like, just a neutral term.
Exactly. No big deal.
And what about other words?
The fuck? Another word that'll get you bleeped out on TV.
Sure.
Originally just had to do with striking or moving forcefully.
Interesting.
But over time, yeah, these words got linked to things that were considered taboo.
Like what?
Bodily functions, sexuality, things like that.
Right.
And their meanings morphed into something vulgar and offensive.
It's like we gave them the power to offend.
Exactly. It's this collective decision to imbue them with a power they didn't originally have.
And that power can change, right? Depending on who's saying it or the context.
Totally.
So it's not really about the words themselves,
No, it's about the meaning we assign to them.
which is always shifting.
Always. And, that ties into another source
Okay.
that explores how what's considered profane can vary wildly from culture to culture.
Oh, yeah. Like what might be offensive in one place might be totally normal somewhere else.
Exactly. They give this example of a word in Japanese
Okay.
that literally translates to toilet,
Toilet.
but it's used casually in everyday conversations.
Really?
I do. Can you imagine walking up to someone here and saying, "Hey, how's your toilet today?"
That's hilarious.
It would probably get you some strange looks,
Definitely.
but in another culture, it's just a regular part of the language.
Wow, so there really is no universal standard.
Not at all. It's all relative.
Fascinating.
It is. And speaking of assigning meaning,
Yeah.
one source actually tries to invent a brand new dirty word. It's like
Wow.
a linguistic experiment trying to create a word from scratch that has the same impact as like fuck or shit.
So, like building a new linguistic hand grenade.
Exactly. And it's not
I
easy.
can imagine.
They go through all these phonetic combinations and semantic suggestions,
Like what?
trying to find that sweet spot of novelty and shock
It's
value.
interesting. So, what do they come up with?
Some of them are pretty funny, like gronk or shisk.
Gronk, shisk.
Well, I know, right?
It's hard to imagine those catching on.
Right. They even try out these made-up words with no existing meaning,
So, just pure sound.
hoping that the sound itself will evoke a reaction.
Interesting.
But as they point out, the success of any new dirty word depends on whether it gets adopted by the wider culture.
Right. It has to become a shared symbol.
Exactly. It's not enough to just invent a word. It has to resonate with people.
It's like a new slang term. It
Right?
either catches on or it fades away.
Totally. And that makes you think about how language is constantly evolving.
Yeah.
New words pop up all the time. What shocks us today might be commonplace tomorrow.
Who knows? Maybe Gronk will be the next big insult.
Maybe, or maybe it'll just disappear.
Like so many other attempts at creating new slang.
Right.
But the fact that we're still trying shows how fascinated we are with these words that have the power to shock and offend.
Absolutely. And sometimes even to unite us in our shared transgression.
That's a good point. There's a sense of camaraderie in breaking taboos together.
There is.
Well, this has been quite the deep dive.
It has. We've explored the psychology of dirty words, their cultural significance, their history, and even the attempts to make new ones.
It's amazing how much there is to unpack with these seemingly simple words.
It's a reminder that language is incredibly powerful,
It is.
capable of both great harm and great good.
Absolutely.
And by understanding the nuances of language, you know how it can be used and abused.
Yeah.
We can be more mindful communicators and more critical thinkers.
That's a great takeaway.
So as you move through the world, keep paying attention to the words you encounter,
Okay.
not just the words themselves,
Right.
but to the context, the intent, and the impact.
Because even the most dirty of words can teach us something about ourselves,
They can.
about the way we think and the way we communicate.
Absolutely.
Thanks for diving in with us.
It's been a pleasure. Until next time.